This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. And the focus is on that word, community. And we are so happy to be the media partner for this project with Concentrate Media. And welcome back into the fold, Sarah Rigg, the project manager for On the Ground Ipsy. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
And what did you experience this week in our community?
I went to part of the third annual book day, the Booker T. Washington celebration in Ypsilanti, and it was all weekend. There was activities Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I just showed up for the Black Business Block Party and the Black Empowerment Awards on Friday, and I brought with me the founder, Noah Rucker.
So this is a whole weekend devoted to Booker T. Washington, kind of an educational thing. All right. We remind everybody it's concentratemedia.com, and I'm going to confuse this. Concentrate A2 on Twitter.
That's right.
Concentrate Media everywhere else. And you can find all of this linked over at your friendly website, WEMU.org. So you brought Brother Noah with you today.
That's correct.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Peace, peace. How y'all doing today?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. Booker T. Washington, coming to Ipsy. Why does Booker T. Washington need to be known about in Ypsilanti?
Booker T. Is one of the first Black Hall of Fame educators and Hall of Fame of building resources for Black people. So I thought it would be a nice empowerment for us as a community to put a little bit of energy into empowering Black people, which will empower the whole community. So
Booker T.
that was an influence.
Born a slave. Came up way past his beginnings and ended up founding or starting up the Tuskegee Institute, what is now Tuskegee University, and really focusing not just on opportunities for higher ed for African Americans, but also thinking beyond just education, thinking about starting businesses and getting into research and things like that. How revolutionary was that at the turn of the 19th century for a Black man coming out of slavery to be thinking about big-time lofty goals like that, and to make it happen?
Yes, indeed. It was a spinoff of a lot of good energy from, you know, their leader, Frederick Douglass, giving them the knowledge and the torch, and being able to be influenced to start things like, you know, our own sororities at the time, our own fraternities, and you know, building unity like that. And then that goes into what we know as the Black Wall Street. And so you see the influence spinning off into pride and a little bit more confidence.
So one of the philosophies of Booker T, based on his speeches that I've read and things I've heard about, like the Atlanta Compromise, was that his belief was if the African-American communities really grew and Black people came up above their roots in slavery and started businesses and became successful entrepreneurs, that eventually segregation would end and civil rights would be attained by business equality. Do you feel like that was a right path, or maybe that was just a path that helped lead us to where we are today? Or what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, you know, looking back, I'm also a historian, which is also the reason why I created the Booker T. Washington Holiday, going through all our history, looking at significant brothers and sisters who we should learn from. Just learning from some of his experiences, how he had to delegate and do different functions and programming. It was most definitely hard for the upcoming and building different resources for his movement, but it most definitely ultimately connected dots with intellectuals.
Well, he saw too, you know, that
he saw an intellectual point of view.
Yep, and for sure. Yeah. It's about that respect,
yeah.
Right? He saw an industrialist, capitalist America where people that were smart were valued and people that owned businesses were valued. And he thought, man, we got to get our people up on that same level, that same pedestal,
yeah,
and then we'll get respect.
He kind of dropped the ball and knew, like, added in his philosophy that, you know, some of his point of views didn't work. And so he learned that later on in life, you know, and so that's where he started to build unity with the Black Farmers Conferences, you know, Black Business Conferences. You know, you see him up here in New York, which is the reason why he ended up dying, you know. So you would see he was trying to build a little bit more toward the end of his life.
Maybe getting a little impatient, you know, about progress, changing his philosophy a little bit. Let's talk about Book Day. This is the third time you've done this now?
Yes, this is the third annual Booker T. Washington Holiday, started in 2016.
So what is it? I mean, what do you guys do?
It's a cultural event to me. It's me making Ypsilanti more of a diverse cultural for the experience of black people. And so I'm building more of an imaging that we would like to represent as our people, as black people in our communities. So that's me creating that program and making a platform for that.
So this is looking at like music and business and culture and all kinds of different things, ways
yes,
to...
Yes, indeed. It's the whole package. It's everything that we involved in as a people and just coming together as a unity.
So obviously education too, because you want people to know about, you know, the people like Booker T that really should be a proud highlight in your past, in your history. What are you finding out there? Are people ignorant about the ways of their ancestors? I mean, do people know these civil rights leaders these days?
Well, one of the biggest movements I've done with Booker T. Washington Holiday is I'm making a platform for authors. And me learning through the experience of authors out right now and supporting them, it giving me another broad aspect of the crowds and who they benefiting and who's starting to capitalize on their information and literature. And I'm here to say I'm proud to see more people reading and more people interested in the books. And I'm able to give that platform of books a nice spotlight.
Do you remember, Brother Noah, when you first learned about Booker T? Do you know how that impacted your life?
Yes.
Well,
yes,
tell me.
Indeed.
Come on, share.
Yes, indeed.
I see that smile, that big smile.
Man, it just brought a light in me. I've actually can relate to him. I can relate to feeling oppressed, to not being able to be able to read and write where I would like to express my own point of art, and seeing other people learning this art. And I always wanted to be a drummer. Mm. And I always ask my parents every year after year, I wanted a drum set. And to me, I felt the same way Booker T. Washington felt when he wasn't able to read and write, and it was against the law at the time for him to read and write, and for him to liberate himself. I felt the same way with this past weekend, being the only person in Ypsilanti to have a talent show, and being able to display some of my talents and being able to support the other people in the city as a talent and have that platform. It was the same as Booker T building that platform for education for his people. And so it helped me get confidence.
It sounds like a celebration, you know, this whole weekend. It sounds like, you know, Booker T inspired you, and you want to celebrate the culture and the history that you feel a part of, that's inside of you, and you want others to learn about this grand history, too. Now, you mentioned you're celebrating other people in the movement, other people that inspired the community. What are some of the other people involved in this? Who are you looking at?
So, yeah, I did this year was my first time doing the Black Empowerment Awards.
Okay.
I went took the work check that I get every day I work for it and bought some plaques. Rented out, you know, a couple of different spaces, and want to celebrate these awesome people. One is one of the people that's over D-Town Farms, which is Malik Yakini.
Mm-hmm.
They out there in Detroit right now trying to put together a whole market for urban farmers and things like that. They have a whole collective. Brother Yusuf Shakur, he has numerous documentaries out empowering his community. Twin Flame Coalition, which is relationship coaches. They are Shelby and Hassani Ali. They're very awesome people teaching us about how we should go about in relationship issues. And then I had, last but not least, Brother Joel Jones, the youngest state representative in the history of Michigan. And so we had a very awesome, groundbreaking speaker selection. And then so we had also Athena Johnson being the co-host, which is the she's a co-owner of Blackstone Bookstore with her husband Kip and Carlos.
It sounds like broad diversity there and in different mindsets, different philosophies, but all kind of centered on helping the community and putting community first. Yes. That's really what it sounds like this Booker T, this whole Book Day weekend is about, is about putting that community first and helping people celebrate that sense of community. So you just finished up the 2019 version of it. Was it a success?
It was beautiful. Within the last 2 weeks, I had to change the location, change all my promotions, and for those seven, 10 days, I found the location. Within that 7 days after finding the location, I was able to change all my promotions and still filled up the seats. And so I don't have a team, a promotion team. I don't have a resource team. I just had the community to say, hey, I got a couple dollars for you here. If you need this, I got you here. And so it was very beautiful how it turned out.
What was the big moment for you over the weekend that made you feel like, man, this was all worth it? All this work, all this struggle, all the things we had to overcome to make this happen. What was that smile moment that just made you like, this is it?
That moment, it was just, I had to humble myself. I feel like a lot of things were starting to fall apart, and I had talked to the Most High. And just my connection with the creator of the universe, putting me at ease, being able to have that connection was the most beautiful experience. Being the new moon and the new year going into the spring, I would really want to have a spiritual experience.
And were you able to take that and pass that along this weekend?
Yes, indeed. I would most definitely had a mass meditation with everybody. Everybody will at least learn how to meditate for the first time in life, if not before.
And you think a lot of people now exposed to this message of hope and overcoming your beginnings and overcoming your upbringing to really thrive? Do you think a lot of people took that away from this weekend?
No, I think it will most definitely, it was an experience that even if those that was opposed to it would also had got a light that shined from it because everybody went live. It was one of those events that everybody had their phone out. I made sure I took a picture of that, too.
The social media game's on point, right?
Not that many events we go to that everybody is like, I got to make sure everybody seen me here. All right, so it was beautiful.
Well, this is positive, right? Yes. This is this is sharing the word with the people, right?
Yes, then,
all right. If I'm sure there's people listening right now that are thinking, first, they want to know more about this or want to get involved. You know, we have a very involved community here. Anybody wants to reach out to you, how do we find you, Brother Noah?
Yes, I'm an owner of Star 6 Entertainment and Photography. That's the name of my YouTube email. So it's starsixent.photo@yahoo.com. You can email me. You can go to the Facebook page, Book Day, Booker T. Washington Holiday. And you can follow up on that or hashtag Book Day.
And is there going to be a Book Day 2020?
Yes. It's exciting. I'm doing a woman empowerment Book Day. I'm talking to Dr. Venus Williams, Dr. Venus Reese. I'm sorry. She's very awesome. She wrote the book, The Black Woman's Millionaire. And she's one of the awesome inspirations of me as well. And I'm also an inspiration to her. And so I plan on getting her to support this movement. I had a brief convo with her about it right before Book Day this year, and she's very excited. I also want to get Lydia Shabazz, Malcolm X's daughter, involved. She had the Book of the Year for Michigan 2018-2017 with the novel, the novel. And so I want to get more people that's really into our inspirations in life to be involved in the community. And so, like we was mentioning, Booker T. Washington Senior great-grandson, Marshall Washington Cannabis Abua, we most definitely want him to come by and bless us.
When you can meet the living representation of the man himself, you know.
Well, it's inspirational because he wrote the book, Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution, which is it's not on Amazon yet. It's a personal book that you will have to contact him on his website, and he will send it to you. So it's a special edition.
Brother Noah, thanks for putting on this event in our community and bringing this light and inspiration to our community. We hope to see you next year at Book Day 2020. Please let us know about it so we can talk about it in advance and maybe inspire some people to head on out and see the festivities next year. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Sarah, thank you so much for bringing us this. What is on tap, or actually, before we talk about next week, tell me what was your big takeaway from this week? What inspired you?
Well, I just like how Noah and the other people that were, you know, volunteer running this were, you know, all about lifting other people up. That was really wonderful. At Friday night, they had the Al Noor dance troupe. It was the little girls from 6 to 14 doing these African dances and reciting poetry, and they were on point, man. They were just so professional for how young they were. And Athena Johnson, as we mentioned, the co-owner of Blackstone Bookstore, sang toward the end of the ceremony. She's part of a group called Dames Brown. And, you know, it was just all about lifting each other up and, you know, promoting other people and helping each other out and, you know, being in collaboration rather than in competition. I think that was really beautiful.
It does sound like a lot of smiles in that room.
Yeah.
A lot of hope and a lot of brotherhood and sisterhood there,
yes,
too. All right. What do you got going for us for next week, Sarah?
I'm doing a story about a fairly new program at the Ypsilanti Senior Center that I think is pretty interesting. More details to come.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to talking to you about that next week here on the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.